There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. If you want to have a holster and you can't really decide where you want it to go, G-Code is where you need to go because they have something called the RTI Transition System. So you can start on your thigh, you can go to your belt, you can go to your vest, you can go to the chest part of your vest, mount it underneath the hood of your car, your dash, beside your bed, doesn't matter. Completely modular. One holster, many places. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In media today, most of media hates guns. So there is a very small phalanx of a specialist at what we do. That do it in various ways and means, trying to get the word out. And actually, you know, the gun world is a very entertaining world. It's robust. There's so many colorful personalities out there to bring to the forefront. Just talk about them, talk to them. My next guest, of course, is one of those. Now, he used to be a hockey player. He was the enforcer dude. And he can't play hockey as much anymore because he did one of his patented Heron body checks. And he took out the wall, the plexiglass, two rows of seats, and a vendor. And since then, he's been, you know, certain places he can't play hockey no more. I'm talking about from the host, which, you know, I'll say the guy who runs everything there because I've seen how the show executes. I'm talking about the host of We Like Shooting, Sean Heron. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How's it going?
I'm just trying to figure out how much speed you have to get up to hit a guy with a body check and then take out the wall, the plexiglass, two seats, and a vendor.
You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of speed, but the thing is that I can get up a whole lot of force going. So it's not necessarily about stopping power; it's about velocity, right?
Okay. Foot pounds. Okay, so you went ballistic, in other words. 10 millimeter Heron. Okay, so We Like Shooting. That's part of the Firearms Radio Network, and tell us a little bit about We Like Shooting. Why did you start We Like Shooting?
Well, you know, it originally started with my business partner, Aaron Krieger. We just kind of were sitting around one day talking about stuff to do, and we were both getting into guns and really enjoying the firearms world and just, wanted to do more. So we started taking a look at some products and that grew into our website. And then, we did our website for a while and we recruited all these great writers and personalities to kind of join us on that. And then from that point, we started doing a podcast as well. And it's just kind of ballooned and grown. And we've just, you know, just been pushing forward and trying to change just a little bit about, you know, the negative connotations out there about guns. And really, it's just turned into not just a job, but something that we love doing, and we wake up every day thinking about. And it's amazing. We're having a great time.
Now, you normally do this when you're executing the show, as far as the recording of the podcast. You're also doing a Google Plus chat, a hangout. Is that about right?
Yeah, absolutely. So our show is a panel show. I think we usually have between 6 to 8 people. Our panelists, our writers, our personalities, and then a guest. And, we record live on YouTube because we're all in different places, and that gives us a really good way that we can all come together at once. But then we also record that and send it to an editor and, you know, release it as the podcast as well.
Right. Now, you sort of have this ensemble, and, I would have to say that your co-hosts are at least as colorful as yourself. That has to be sort of like it has to be a good time. How do you guys actually disseminate any information, having the good time that you probably have doing it?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the things that resonates with people about our show is that we are just a bunch of friends hanging out and having fun and talking. My job is basically kind of to herd the cats and, just kind of make sure that we do stay on track as much as possible, while at the same time really having fun and enjoying each other and the gun world and, just talking about things that bother us or talking about things that we love. And, the way that we get that information out is just, it's definitely a challenge because we want people to feel comfortable. We want people to feel like they're hanging out with friends, but we also want to give them information that they like. So, that's kind of my job on the show is to mediate that and not let the fun go too long before we start talking about guns again.
Now, the thing I like about your show, and in the next segment, we're going to talk about some, get into detail a little bit. But the thing I like about your show is I don't remember who put this out. Podcasting was started by Adam Curry, who used to be a VJ on MTV.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first ones out there to actually do a podcast where it sounds like it has the production value of a radio show. Which, when I found out about We Like Shooting, the first thing that impressed me about that is that you have a lot of very good production to it. And I would have to imagine the whole panel discussion thing with the production probably, I know you're popular. How popular are you?
Well, we seem to have a lot of listeners. We have numbers that, they're either accurate or not. It's tough to tell in podcasting sometimes.
It is.
But, yeah, it really is. Tracking that kind of thing is very difficult. But we do have a really engaged audience, and, we spend a lot of time having conversations with them, whether it's online or, through email or through Facebook or Twitter or whatever. And by the amount of engagement that we get with our audience, I'd say that we're growing at a really good pace because it's almost a full-time job just to keep up. And that's one of the things that's really important to us is really having those conversations with people and not just trying to talk at them. And, by every indication, it's growing and we're having fun and, just really developing some great relationships with the people out there who may not be in the gun media, but just people out there that love guns.
Yeah, in the next segment, we're going to talk about what you and I both. I mean, we've talked about this before. What we do is we're sort of like media spec ops guys, and because we're out there on the tip trying to disseminate something against the mainstream media, which is completely against everything you and I talk about, and that probably has led to a change in the whole dynamic. And I mean, do you guys? And I'll say this: it must be a better feeling to talk about politics with a group of people than it is for me when I'm talking about them by myself. I mean, on a particularly bad day, there's certain times when I look at a piece of rope and an overpass and have a longing sensation about that. And when it's a particularly bad day, so I mean, do you guys get into the politics very much, or is it more gear oriented, or what do you get into?
Yeah, we actually, because we do have this big breadth of experience in our panelists, we talk about everything. So we definitely are guns, gear, and gadgets, and that's what our website focuses on is just reviewing those things and talking about those things while still having fun. But yeah, we get into politics. We have a segment that goes through politics a bit, and we don't necessarily cover all the things that everyone else covers. We cover things that we think are important. And Savage 1R, he's a YouTube guy. He's also on our panel and a big, huge part of what we do. We like shooting. He's got a segment called Going Ballistic. We have a retired Navy female long-range shooter, Lil Chantilly, that she does things that affect women every single week and, issues that affect women or cool things for women in the firearms world. And then, we try to cover the gamut, and we try not to focus too much on any one segment. We just we run back and forth throughout and try to cover everything in the gun world, which is definitely, a big task. However, we're a 2-hour show as a podcast, and in that time there's a lot of laughs, but also guns, gear, politics, and whatever else we can think about.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about what it is like to be in gun media, which is something not many people are in. My guest from We Like Shooting, Sean Herron, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Where the, you know, just go check out the Scorpion system. The Scorpion system is worth the price of admission all by itself. And if you go check that out, you'll get to see all the other good stuff at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Sean Herron from WeLikeShooting.com. Now, one thing that people don't understand about media is that, in the 60s and in the 70s and the 80s, there was radio. there was television, and that was it. There was print media as well. Now, you know, like with We Like Shooting, for instance, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sean, We Like Shooting is a podcast, but you don't just go to iTunes. There's so many outlets for a podcast. You're constantly looking for the same thing in various places because some people don't want to go to iTunes, or they don't want to go to the Google Play Store. They don't want to go to Stitcher Radio. I mean, you're out there constantly trying to expand daily, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's one of the big things that I think has really propelled our growth is the fact that we were able to go out on a lot of different platforms, you know, that you can listen to on your phone, on your computer, wherever you want, just all kinds of different places. And I try to pursue those as much as possible, every chance I get.
And it's time consuming. It can be quite time consuming because not only are you doing a podcast, but I mean, you also, when you're doing the Google Hangout, that's going to YouTube. So you've got a live stream, you've got a video stream, you've got a recorded YouTube channel, you've got the podcast going out through various ways and means. You've hooked up like with the Firearms Radio Network, which, you know, those kind of things. I like those kind of things just because it is like it's a hub. It's a hub where people can find what they're looking for.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And
go ahead.
Sorry, I was the Firearms Radio Network has a lot of great shows, and it is that hub where people can go and find all kinds of great shows. So we're definitely happy to be a part of that network, and you know, just meeting a lot of those guys has been a lot of fun as well.
See, I never get invited to join one of those, ever.
You know, I think we're all intimidated by you.
So what now?
We're all just so intimidated by you. No one wants to invite you for.
Why? Why? Look, you know, what I do is, you know, this is just another it's another media outlet is what it boils down to, but. The whole thing that you and I both have in common that we face is that while we're out there being on the tip of the spear trying to disseminate information, a lot of people think this just happens. It just, you know, by force of will. This is actually a and I'm not complaining about it. I love what I do. But it is not something that simply happens. This is something that takes a lot of work. I mean, did you have your ensemble cast put together immediately? You didn't just wake up one morning and decide to make a podcast. You had to conceptualize. I mean, this is a process, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is a process. And I think we might have started a little bit differently than a lot of people. So, you know, the way our podcast started was we had a weekly meeting with all of our writers and personalities for our website. And it just so turned out that we're a bunch of jokers and clowns. So one of the guys actually recorded it one time, sent it to the Firearms Radio Network, and they said, "Hey, would you do a pilot for us?" So we did the pilot, and you know what was our just weekly meeting to talk about topics and everything kind of turned into this show. And one of the big differences about us, I think, is just that it is. I mean, I do consider our show a comedy show. Yeah, we put out a lot of serious information about guns, gear, politics, and things like that. But that's one thing that sets us apart is just, you know, the humor and the laughter, because there is a lot of it in every single show.
I don't consider what I do to be comedic. It's just that some of the stuff I talk about is hilarious. Some of the things they come up with, some of the gun grabbing things. But I mean, that's the part of it, isn't it? The whole method of delivery is also an integrated part of what you're going to do if you're going to put together something in media.
Yeah.
And with trying to disseminate information about something like the Second Amendment, there's various ways to do it, and the formulas, I mean, there's about as many formulas that fail as there are that succeed, probably more, actually. But you guys seem to have you go out, you have guests that come on with you, and they get on on the Google Hangout with you, and it's actually a video guest, which is sort of cool. I haven't figured out. I stream on Hangout, and I get it up there. I can get the stream up and running, and that's it. I don't even know how to talk to people.
Yeah,
they're in the stream. They're listening. I can't even converse with them.
Right, and that's tough. And that's actually, I mean, that's something that's a challenge. And like you said, this just doesn't happen. I mean, every single week, getting ready for the show, you know, is a multi-hour process. Just for the 2-hour show, I probably spend 6 hours just getting ready for it. And then, you know, we have all the technology in the universe, except none of it really works together. So we've got one person watching YouTube, one person watching other places, and, you know, just trying to talk to everyone who wants to converse with us back and forth. And it's, you know, that almost is a job itself during the show. And, you know, like you said, there's just so much that goes into it after that. We send it off to an editor. I used to edit, and that, you know, that took hours and hours and hours every day. And then from that point, we post it. And like you said, we post it across so many different places. We post on Roku and iHeartRadio and all kinds of different stuff. And it's just, you know, it's this big, huge production every single week. And, you know, we go through the 2 hours and we laugh a lot, but there's just so much that stands behind that.
Yeah, that's the 2 hours is the tip of the iceberg. We're coming up on, well, before we go to that, that's a little premature. One thing that I will point out, when you listen to We Like Shooting or something, that's actually all Sean. Everything you hear, besides the other voices, is all Sean. And my hat's off to you, because I've been there doing that, and I know exactly how intensive that is. Now I have the luxury of having a board op, and I'm only as good as they are. And I'm lucky enough to have a deep bench of pros that throw the levers and make me sound better than I actually am. But you're the one that, in addition to actually providing content and everything at the same time, you're watching everything. You're watching the screen. You're watching the automation. You're watching the breaks. You're watching the music. You're watching levels and everything else. That's not that easy to do, is it?
Yeah, that's definitely something. And I don't have an audio background or a media or radio background or anything like that. So taking care of all that technical stuff is something that I've just had to learn on the fly. But, you know, as far as running the show, my business partner, Aaron, you know, he takes care of a big portion of working on the show notes and stuff like that, which allows me to focus. You know, it's definitely a team effort. I couldn't do it by myself under any circumstances, but I carry a huge load. But I do it gladly because, you know, it's one of the most fun things I've ever done in my entire life.
All right. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that We Like Shooting has talked about that Sean might want to talk about, maybe expand and get you guys over to give him a listen if you've never checked him out. You can find them at the WeLikeShootingPodcast.com. There you will be directed to their show page, which is on the Firearms Network. Also, WeLikeShooting.com, where you can find out about the individuals and everything that goes along with it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If G-Code doesn't make a holster for it, most of the time I'm not going to buy the gun. It's just that simple. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from We Like Shooting, which is a show about shooting, ensemble cast, is John Herron from, he's always the one making everything happen. Well, everybody's talking, he's punching buttons, he's talking, saying, I can't do that. I can't punch buttons and talk at the same time. That's why I have to have board ops now. Sean, you guys did a review of the Glock 43.
Yes.
Now, I haven't shot the Glock 43 yet. Primary gun I carry on a daily basis is one of four Glock 9mm. I have them from the 26 up to the 34. And I carry them because same trigger pull, same magazine with Glock 17 magazines on any one of those. And it feels like the same platform except for length. And, you know, buttstock. So, or handle. Why would I want a Glock 43?
Well, you already carry Glocks, so obviously you love Glocks, and, you know, the 43 is just a continuation of the great stuff that they do. I'm one of those people with the body malfunction that I don't shoot Glocks very well. It's just, it doesn't fit well on my hand.
Right.
I recognize how awesome they are, and I wish that I shot them better. So when we got a chance to grab the 43 and put that on, I took it and, you know, I shot it. It was I think that was the first time I've shot it, but I had actually held it at a couple media events, and you know, it just felt really good in my hand, especially with the pinky extender for the magazine. So as to why should you buy a Glock 43? Well, most people are already invested heavily in the Glock platform, so that's, you know, it seems a no-brainer for them. But I think if you're not a Glock fan, if you're not someone who picks up a Glock every single day, that you might like the 43. It shoots well. There wasn't a whole lot of recoil felt or any other, and it was a nice, smooth, compact 9mm. I quite enjoyed it. Shot it pretty well, too.
Well, allow me to be counterpoint, if I may.
Yeah.
First things first, I like Glocks because there's so few moving parts in them. If I want... For like a Swiss watch, mechanical Swiss watch, I want as many things moving as I can, because if it dies, well, I can go hang out at a really cool watch shop and watch them fix it. But with a gun, which is purely a self-defense tool, and I'll be honest with you, I carrying a gun is uncomfortable. I don't like doing it. I don't like carrying spare ammo. I do both of those things on a daily basis. But when I'm drawing a weapon, I want as few things to go wrong as possible. And that's why I run Glock. I actually prefer, as far as the way they feel in my hand, a Smith & Wesson M&P. And if they ever fix the trigger and come out with a 19-sized M&P, which is not the compact size, but it actually has more of the lineage to the full-size partner, I am switching. Having said that, I just thought when the Glock 43 came out, there was a whole lot of, oh, I wish they would have one. I wish they would have one. And it comes out, and out of the box, it comes with 6 rounds.
Yeah.
And for me, if I'm going to have a gun like that, I'm going to get the M&P Shield, because you can get magazines that carry 8 rounds for it. It has a better trigger than the M&P does out of the box. It's
true.
As thin. And it's out there already, and I know that the Glock 43, everybody will make a holster for a Glock, because Glock is like the iPhone of guns. Everybody
yep.
makes stuff for it, but I'm just, that size gun, that's where I digress and go towards the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. So, I'm looking at it. I've held them. They feel fine. They feel
yeah.
fine. It's just that, you know, having, and I know all the statistics, 4 rounds exchanged in a typical gunfight, and 6 would be plenty then, right?
Yep.
I'm just not one of those guys that want to play the averages.
No, and I totally get that. And, you know, that's the thing about it is you have to know what you're getting. And when you pick up the 43, you have to know what your needs are, what your expectations are, and all those things that go into picking up a gun. I totally agree. I carry a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield every single day. And, you know, that's my gun of choice. You know, one of the things that we point out when we talked about the Glock 43 was that, you know, it's a little bit late to the party. I mean, of course, people who love Glocks and Glock fanboys and everything, they're going to go buy the 43 because that makes sense. And there's even going to be some people who just want it because of all the hoopla that's been surrounded in its release. But, you know, there's other platforms that are doing a really, really super good job and even have some high points over the Glock. And, you know, it's just I personally think that it was a little bit too late for the party.
Well, I mean, you got the Ruger LC9, which I've never shot, but it looks like a fairly decent gun, and you've got the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And I just don't know if every name brand out there has to have a gun in every segment, in every demographic. I just don't think they have to have a gun out there. Glock, you know. I when the Glock 42 came out, I wasn't like doing the, you know, the happy dance. I was, you know, I look at a Glock and I see a tool. It's like a hammer to me.
Right.
And making my hammer smaller, that's not jacking me up. A gun like that is a backup gun. Now, as a backup gun, that might be fine. But once again, I'm going to go to capacity. You can get 8-round magazines all day long for the M&P Shield, and it hides just as easy as that gun looks like it would hide.
Yeah, and I guarantee there's going to be some aftermarket things that come out that add capacity to the Glock magazine, so you're going to have the handle be, you know, probably an extra 2 rounds in these extended magazines that people will release for it. But I think that the manufacturer should actually do that at the beginning, because capacity is obviously something that almost everyone who buys a gun thinks about. And, you know, we shouldn't have to rely on the third parties to do that. I think the manufacturers should be thinking this stuff through when they're engineering the firearm.
I'm just looking at one of the things you guys got on the website. It's pretty funny. I like that. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Real quick, all the different ways somebody can find We Like Shooting. How would somebody come looking for you?
Well, that's the thing, is pretty much hopefully if you walk down your street, you'll stumble across We Like Shooting. You know, we've got WeLikeShooting.com, WeLikeShootingPodcast.com. We're on almost every single social media site, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, all that stuff. We stand out in our front yards and we throw flyers in the air and just hope for the best. You know, I try to make it to where you can't walk down the street, where you can't go into a store without seeing something We Like Shooting. Plus, you know, we send out shirts and everything, so hopefully someone you know has a We Like Shooting shirt or hat or button or patch or sticker or something. But, yeah, there's tons of ways to find us. Just Google We Like Shooting, and you'll come across hundreds of them.
Yeah. Some of the stuff is we're not going to talk about this, but, I mean, well, actually we are. We're going to talk about this after a fashion because I'd like to get your take on this because I've talked to Larry Vickers about this as well. But we'll talk about that coming up next. Go check them out. They are well worth the listen. I've enjoyed the times I've listened to them. I know some of the people they've had on the show. It's completely irreverent, which is what I like the most about it. I like irreverence. I like people that don't take themselves too very seriously. Still throw some stuff out there that, you know, I don't get to go and test much equipment. So when somebody like you guys can go out there and test something, the Glock 43 thing, everybody's been, Glock 43, I don't get it. It's just not, I see it. It's not blowing wind up my skirt. Okay, it's a little gun. Yay. That's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, totally. I completely understand that. And, you know, that is the thing, that we do get to go out and test a bunch of things. And that's kind of the fun of it, is that we test these things, and that provides content for our website and content for our show. So we really deal in experiences, and we try to relate those experiences to everyone who listens.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of your reviews. Some of it's cannon fodder too.
Absolutely. And so that is the thing, is like I said, we consider ourselves funny. I don't know if anyone else considers us funny, but we think we're hilarious. So
that's what matters.
Yeah, we try to put that into everything that we do, and just, you know, get someone to laugh. Man, it's a serious world, and if we can make someone laugh and, you know, hopefully not wreck their car or anything, because a lot of people listen to podcasts while driving, but if we can make them laugh and have a good day, or make people at work look at them like they're a maniac, we're in.
All right, hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall, and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, well, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I run primarily first generation stuff, although I do have some of the third generation stuff. And the thing about it is first generation, second, and third, they're all there, all present with the stuff, yet to come. And all of this stuff is indestructible, completely modular. You need to go check it out. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from We Like Shooting is Sean Herron. Now, Sean, I got a question for you. On the We Like Shooting website, you poke fun. I'm real tired about hearing about the tactical operator myself.
Yes.
When I was in the military in the 80s, okay, we did not have tactical operators. Now, we did have Special Forces and Rangers, and, the SEALs were out there, and the PJs were new guys, and MARSOC didn't exist yet. And in the 80s, we didn't have plate carriers or optics or anything else either. So, arguably, in the 80s, we were tougher dudes. But we were never considered tactical operators. And you guys make a little fun about tactical operators. And, it tickled me. But before we go that far, let's go to the phones because somebody wants to talk about your show, PW in Indiana. Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, thank you for taking my call, sir. Good morning.
Are you the guy that's guest PW in my chat room?
Well, I can't let out all my secrets. Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up then. What you got for us?
No, I'll be that bad guy.
Okay.
Mr. Herron, good morning to you, sir.
And, good morning.
I want to let you know that I've listened to both you gentlemen pretty religiously, and I enjoy both your contents, although they're a little different directions in how you present it, but really wanted to tell you I was a big fanboy. I was going to kind of get a little bit here was content direction you guys were talking about earlier and setting up for shows and kind of how you market them and do them, whatever. And I think one of the interesting things that I've seen out of the group, the larger group that you're affiliated with, is the wide range of topics. And I think the differences that I see is you kind of got the well-established group that are all familiar with all the equipment, and it's like the back of their hand, and they talk about things that are very common and everybody knows about it. And then you got the newbie group that kind of come in and is learning. And as an older guy that knows something about it, you sometimes look at them and say, well, you know, these guys don't know anything. But if you get in and start watching them, it's interesting how obviously you don't know everything. And I try to keep learning. But the interesting thing is that some of those shows, some of your shows too, where you've got things that seem kind of, well, everybody knows that, but it's interesting how it kind of, there's a lot of things that I found that have been really new and interesting and presented by folks who are learning at the same time. It's really a drawing card, I think, for a lot of the newer shooters and those that are less comfortable with the old guys sitting around that know it all and kind of are intimidated by, I don't know everything that they're talking about.
John, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. And that is the thing, is we don't know everything. And, you know, we are students as much as we are anything else. You know, we the gun world is huge, and there's so many different things. And, I mean, you're not just talking about the gun world. You're talking about the self-defense world and the training world and the tactical world. And you know, we are students. We push through just the same as everybody else. And I think one of the biggest things that we find it is a challenge is we see the same things over and over at all the events and media stuff that we go to. And, you know, we sometimes get a little jaded to new things, but we really have to force ourselves to push through and be, and question, what would our audience like? What would our audience be interested in? Even if we've seen it 50 times, we still want to talk about it. And, you know, I think that's important, is keeping that perspective of what does our audience care about, and then talking about those things and being interested in those things. But yeah, we like I said, we're students. You know, we've got some experts on our panel, but most of us, we're always learning every single day something new about the gun world, guns, and everything that goes along with it.
I think sometimes it seems there's kind of a perception that the established shooters are just punching holes at paper or hearing the ding of the steel. And I think the wider audience for the new shooters, the females, and the kids that are coming into it, having those wider topics certainly expand the interest of groups. And I think that will do as much as anything to expand the community that we're enjoying.
You know, I understand what you're saying about the older shooters. One thing I'll say about the older shooters is that the older shooters learn how to be satisfied with something that works right off. I mean, as soon as they figured out it's worked, that's it. Tiger McKee, who is a trainer, you may have seen him when Sons of Guns was still coming on. He had the Katana rifle built.
Oh, yeah.
He's been carrying the same 1911 since the 70s. And he doesn't get out there every time there's a new gun that comes out and says, well, I have to go try that. He just carries the same gun every day in there because it works for him. And, you know, I know that's bad for business. But that's the one thing I like about the older shooters. And that was just a little observation. As far as the rest of it's concerned, you know, there's, you know, 25% of all gun buyers today are new. So we got to get them into the fold to where they become the Tiger McKees and get comfortable with everything. And then, you know, that's Sean and I do that to a small degree, just as a you know, we're just fingers pointing things out. That's it.
Exactly.
The self-defense world, which needs to be simple, it works every time, and once you figure it out, you leave it alone. Then you've got the other side where, okay, I got some new range toys or whatever, and it's kind of new and exciting. But, yeah, you get to the things that are important need to be simple, quick, and reliable, and that's it.
PW, it was great for you to call into the show. Thank you very much. Feel free to do it any time. Don't have to do it when I've got a guest on that you like besides me.
And thanks for the support. We appreciate it, truly.
Yes, sir. Stay safe, PW. Oh, he's gone already anyway. He didn't even wait there for me to be funny.
He knows exactly. He knows the process. He's well in tune.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the We Like Shooting. Are you guys sick of the tactical operator tag as I am?
Yeah, I think so. And I understand where it comes from. You know, I understand when people get involved and they, you know, they see all this cool gear and they're, you know, they want to buy it and have it. And then they put it on and they may or may not feel a little bit silly. But Aaron and myself, we are skinny challenged. And, you know, it's very easy to fall into that hole. So we like to poke a little bit of fun at ourselves, and hopefully when we do that, other people can relate to that. And, you know, like, we just don't take a whole lot seriously as far as ourselves or our personas or, you know, any of that stuff. We like to try to keep it real and, you know, admit our shortcomings and poke fun at our shortcomings and poke fun at each other's shortcomings. And, you know, I think that really develops a sense of camaraderie amongst everyone involved with We Like Shooting and the people that listen to it, is just because we can poke fun and we do it a lot.
Well, one thing that I've always thought about is as far as getting all this stuff and all this battle rattle, like plates, for example. AR-500 armor plates are good, but they're heavy.
Yeah.
And Snappy plates are lighter, but you have to have a supply system behind you if you take hits.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I've done? I just don't plan on wearing plates. I didn't train. I was in the military for 7 years, never trained with a plate carrier, not one time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, they didn't have them in the 80s. We didn't have plate carriers. We had the Vietnam-era flak jackets, but they were not designed to stop projectiles. They were designed to stop slow-moving, already been through a bunch of stuff, shrapnel.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing is I've put on some of my friends' plate carriers, and those things, it's like wearing a hippo on your back. I mean, you know, I'm already carrying around 60 extra pounds. You know, adding another 30 or 40 pounds is just it's too much, you know.
That just doesn't work for me either. We're about to run out of time. We're going to do this again because I had a good time with this. One more time, give out where they find you. When's the next show? Tell them how to find the old show, everything else.
Absolutely. So we record live every Wednesday night at around 7:30 Mountain Time. You can find that on our YouTube channel. You know, basically, I think everything goes through Facebook. So if you just like our Facebook page and keep an eye out there, you'll be able to see just about everything. But they can find us at welikeshooting.com or any social media that they happen to frequent. We're very easy to find, so I hope that they'll come out and check it out and just give us a listen.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking it. All right, folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Once again, this has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.